It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, it's National Suicide Prevention Week. We'll talk about a Wisconsin-based campaign to raise awareness among the country's most at-risk group, men.
First, after months of anticipation over possible executive action on immigration in the United States, President Obama announced this weekend that he's delaying taking action until after the midterm elections.
The announcement came after Democrats expressed concern that they could lose control of the U.S. Senate if the president took executive action. It's a big step backwards, according to immigration reform advocates, and our next guest says it's a prime example of putting politics ahead of people.
Joining us now is Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we got this announcement this weekend that the president is backing away from his promise for executive action on immigration. What is your reaction to this so far?
We think it's an unacceptable decision. The president was elected into office 6 years ago on a promise that immigration reform would move first 100 days in office. The Latino vote has been critical in consequent elections in supporting, in gaining support, with the hope that immigration reform would be passed, and of course being very alienated by some aggressive anti-immigrant politics on the Republican side. Under a Democratic Congress, we still couldn't get deferred action passed or immigration reform passed, DREAM Act. And it wasn't till 2012 that, again, the power of the Latino vote combined with pressure where you had young people taking over the political campaign offices you've had a continued organized presence on the ground that resulted in the president using his executive action to pass Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which has helped over, half a million young immigrants to be able to get a work permit and to be able to drive legally and be free from the fear of deportations. That was a good, that was something that helped immigrants, and it was something that did not create political backlash. Voces is not a partisan organization, and our first and foremost are the interests of the immigrant community and working class families, and that is at the forefront. So I think that, it's really shameful that the president would take this advice from some sections of the Democratic Party.
Now, he said that the influx of Central American children that we saw this several months ago has played a role here and changed the narrative in effect, and that this is not the time to be pushing forward immigration reform politically, but also it has just shifted everything so that everything is more pressurized and it's not an ideal time to be doing anything on immigration. What do you make of that argument?
Well, I think there's two things. One, first of all, a majority of people do support refugee children fleeing violence, rape, and very extreme circumstances from organized crime in Central America, and who are seeking protection here and in other countries. And that's something that the United States has granted, and I don't see why that would be different for children from Central America than from any other part of the world. I think, again, it represents some real racist politics, and I think it's, I don't believe that, the American people stand by sending children back without giving them due process protections and safety. And in many cases, many of those children had family ties, which is why they were coming here. So looking at that consideration. Secondly, I think President Obama was, elected on a pro-immigrant platform. And, people have continued to, look for his leadership, and we need his leadership at this time. It's not just, what he's basically saying is, we want folks to wait till after the November elections. And what that the blind spot there is the fact that right now we have a deportation machinery that was set up under the Bush administration and continued under the Obama administration that has continued to fuel the only winners coming out of this machinery have been private prisons that are half the detentions go to private prisons right now, like Corrections Corporation of America, the largest one, and to private military contractors that are making a lot of money in this process.
And what about the argument that by waiting till after the elections that the president will be able to do something bigger, and if he has to act now, it's going to be more cautious and tentative. It might not be what immigration reform advocates are looking for.
I think the problem is exactly what I was referencing, that this deportation machinery means part of it is an arbitrary decision by Congress that it's the only law enforcement agency that is required to fill, to detain 32,000 people daily, and as a result is leading to like 1,100 deportations a day. So this is not something where people can sit back, have the comfort to sit back and say, sure, we'll give you that time, because right now under this administration we've had a record high level of deportations. And so like Voces La Frontera, we have a program that just works with families who are who are going through deportation proceedings, and it's extremely traumatic process. I mean, just imagine for your own family, for anybody's own family, that you have a loved one who, someone who's been here for, in many cases, like one of our members, Jose Calderon, who's in deportation proceedings right now. He has been here for 17 years, has U.S. citizen children, has no criminal record, went to court, traffic court, to pay a ticket, and was picked up by immigration there, along with six other people, and is now in deportation proceedings. I mean, and the cost, often it is that the case that it's the male head of household. So you have what is very common, women and children who are, during this time, they're already earning very little money, now have to raise the money to try to hire an attorney, to try to pay a bond, and are going through the trauma of, in many cases, seeing someone taken out of their home or in front of the children, and are really fighting to stay together. And economically, you have people who are really struggling to pay bills. We've seen repeatedly some people having to essentially ending up homeless and having friends provide some kind of shelter, friends or family. So it's a very traumatic experience, and that's what I mean about the blind spot, that he has a responsibility because this administration has also contributed to that. So we're not okay with that. No one at the end in the immigrant rights movement finds that to be an acceptable answer.
Looking at those elections coming up that have caused this delay, Hispanic voters have typically backed the president and Democrats in past election. Do you see this delay as something that is going to backfire on the president and Democrats?
I think, particularly in states where you have Latinos who, where you have Democratic folks who are supporting this delay, who are contributing to that decision, there will definitely be accountability. But I think it does depend, each state race does matter. I don't think, like I said, I think often people look at the candidates, versus the party. And so I do think really looking at the candidates in state races or local races, the candidate's position on immigration matters to Latino voters. So I do think, I don't want to treat it so much as a party as much as the candidate.
Christine, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Christine Newman-Ortiz, the executive director of Voces de la Frontera. We've been talking with her about the president's decision to delay executive action on immigration until after November elections.